All right. What's going on? Ladarius Webb, Ladarius Webb Show here at Iron Rooster, McHenry Row, Marianne Sear, Kirk McEwen, and every, all of these Ravens fans. Tough Woo-hoo! One, Esther.
Yes, it was, man. It was a very tough one for all of us. It just ended bad. I mean, for me, in the end, I would say.
Listen, the Bears beat Pittsburgh in overtime, and the Bears beat the Ravens. In overtime, and I tweeted out at Kirk McEwen. I said, "Boy, they play the AFC North tough, the Bears."
Yeah.
What is your takeaway of the Bears as a team?
I mean, it was a good team. Ran the ball well. Did a lot of good things to not lose the game. I think we did a lot of things to lose the game. Not taking nothing away from them and how good they were and their victory. But I think we did a lot of things that gave them the game, that put us in a deep slump at the beginning. And in the end, we had a surge to help us, you know, that never give up attitude that, you know, the Ravens have, that they've had ever since I've been here for 9 years. They fight to the end. I mean, well, we fight to the end, and that's what they did. And with those guys running with, Rainey running back to kick and Campanero coming through when we needed him.
I've never seen that, Webby. That was big.
I mean, it was just it was meant to happen that way. You know, we kind of gave them. I thought we fought to the end. And to the end, they came and made a play that we didn't. You know, they made one or two plays that we didn't in the end, in overtime, and they got the victory. And this one, really, I mean, a lot of other losses hurt, but this one really hurt.
I can tell, Ladarius, you're a little different today than you were.
I mean, just a little bit, but I'm good.
I
mean, we're going to repair, get ready for the next game. Mm-hmm. You know, watch this one, see what went wrong, see what we could have did differently, and move on, like mentally and everything. Mm-hmm. You have to.
You're good at that, like compartmentalizing everything.
They got to.
Yeah, if I win, I feel the same way.
Yeah, what do you do after a loss to make yourself feel better?
Make myself feel
better?
Like, I
know what I would be like, eat something.
Cavassier.
I don't know.
Cavassier.
Yeah, well, I'm more of a Remy type guy.
okay.
Hennessy, both, either one, Brown.
I want that come to brothers like the Hennessy. Brothers like the Hennessy and the Cavassier and the Remy.
I like it all. You know, Ciroc, whatever.
Okay.
Hey. Listen, I think the reason it hurt so much was because of the way you guys battled back to get to 24-24 and then to get to overtime and then to lose it that way.
No.
I felt bad for Weddle because he went for the strip. Then he put it all on his shoulders. Look, I don't play the game. I'm just telling you what I see from the outside.
That's what great players do. You know, great players try to make great plays.
And then put it on his shoulders.
And when you're trying to make great plays, you take risk. You know, and he took a risk, and he missed a tackle. You know, we should have had his back. We should have, when he had hands on him, we should have been there sooner, you know. But he missed it, and we're gonna live and we're going to learn from it. But, you know, he's a great player. I mean, he keeps the guys all in the right spots, man. He make a lot of awesome plays on that field. He missed a tackle and missed a tackle at that time, just like the whole game, I thought I did an awesome job, and then one time he made a good play at the end to win the game. So you win some, you lose some. Overall, I think he had a great game.
You're making plays in every game. I mean, you're flashing around the field. You've been more dynamic this year than I thought you were going to be.
Yeah, and that's true. I actually didn't think I would actually be on the field. I was behind some guys,
Tavon
and Maurice Kennedy. I was here for the leadership, the veteran leadership, let them know how we do it as a Raven. But I had my opportunity, and I'm making the best of it, enjoying it, you know, with the ups and the downs. And after the games, like I say, wins, losses, I go home and enjoy my two kids, you know, and enjoy life.
Let's not get it twisted. 3-3.
3-3.
Second in the AFC North. Yeah. Lot of football to be played, Ladarius Webb.
Yes, there is. But we got to just, you know, get to the film and fix some things.
Minnesota.
Talent-wise, we got talent. That's just not even a question about it. You know, it's just putting everybody in the right spots, you know. So We'll figure it out.
Well, we got a ways to go. Ladarius Webb Show, number 21 is here, and we are in Iron Rooster.
Yep.
McHenry Road, forget. Just getting going. I see Levine. That's right. Ladarius Webb is here, and a lot of Ravens fans are here. Iron Rooster every Monday night. Last Monday, it would have been cool to have been here.
I know.
Because they had just had that big victory
right.
over the Raiders, but we were at a purple evening at the stadium.
At the M&T Stadium, which was amazing.
Ladarius, have you ever done the purple evening event?
Yes, I did it when I was younger. It was a nice event. You know, you go and just show the fans love, you know.
My leg was shaking. There were so many women in there.
I was a young guy. I seen some videos of this guy.
Oh. Number 71, right now. Where are you now? Right guard. Yeah, Jermaine Illuminor is here. And congratulations on your first start. Get those headphones on. Yeah, you just pull back here and then right over top.
Yeah. The hoodie mellow.
You got the XL.
Yeah, he got the XL.
We didn't get to talk to him, right? At Purple.
No, we were getting – he was going to come and talk to us and sit down. And then you could
and then
see
he
was doing something on the screen.
Yeah, you were playing a game or
playing
something.
Some game at
too busy
a purple evening. Jermaine Illuminor.
I heard that y'all left before I got there.
Well, we were only there till 7,
yeah.
And at 10 of 7, you were doing some game with all the ladies.
Nah, they had me doing some interview, and then Dennis Pitta started asking me questions. And
once that guy gets started.
Nah.
He's good. So.
But I just heard y'all left and I didn't want to do anything with me, so I was like,
is that what you heard?
Yeah,
is that what rumors and lies.
Fine, you know?
Congratulations on your first start in the NFL. How was it for you?
It was fun. You know, it was a lot faster and I felt a lot more physical, but it was fun for sure.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't really have a big English accent, like, you know.
Yeah, I've been here for like, 9 years now? So
you knocked it down. It would have been cool. I bet the ladies would have loved it.
Yeah, I'm sure my girlfriend would have loved it.
Yeah.
Girlfriend. Wow, that's why. Everyone at Purple Evening that we talked to, like, I have a girlfriend. I have a wife.
Yeah,
I have
all
a girlfriend
players, yeah.
to make it clear.
Yeah, see, they
I'm
brought
like,
their
you
girlfriend
guys.
To the wife, so I was there by myself.
I would have been like, single.
I know. That's it. Take the ring off.
Ready to mingle. Yeah, you could probably see the tan.
Right.
You know what I mean? No, he's married. Look at that big white part. So what's the difference between Texas A&M playing football in college and in the NFL for you, Jermaine?
You know, I feel like playing in the SEC is the closest thing to, call it to the NFL, but... What?
Ladarius has something to say.
What?
Say nothing. Keep talking. Well, I'm sorry.
9-year veteran and a rookie, so look at that. It's like a big dog and a small dog.
I mean, but it's like, you know, it's been a while since Ladarius been in college, so you know the game.
I heard that.
You got a good one. That's a good one.
You know, but... I guess it's a lot more physical and like the speed of the game's a lot quicker than you would think.
Were you talking trash on the field yesterday with the Bears defensive guys?
I feel like I'm only a rookie, so I'm just out there learning every play. But I feel like once I get to like year 4 or year 5, then I can start talking trash like I did in college. But you know, I'm gonna take my time.
I bet Levine talks trash.
Gonna do nothing but take one person and hit him upside the head,
and then it's like, whoa.
And then he'll start talking.
Then he's gonna start talking. It'll come out.
Wait, I legitimately didn't know that this happened. Like, you guys say really horrible things to each other on the field.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. It just depends on who hit you and how hard he hit you. I don't know what I'm gonna
say.
Has
anyone
afterwards.
Said anything where you're like, that hurt? Like, I'm gonna get you.
Nah. If so, I probably would have had a personal foul because. I think I would have liked.
You would have taken care of it.
Don't bring up nobody's mama, you know.
Exactly. That's what I would imagine.
It ain't gonna be no stuff like that. It's gonna take a lot because when you like in the moment, you don't know what you said and what he said.
Yeah, it's
kind of just going at it the whole time.
Right.
So I know eventually he'll become that guy because he's beside a guy, Ryan Jensen. And if you see him play,
he's a mosquito. Ryan Jensen, the mosquito.
If you play out like him and Marshall Yonder, then eventually. That attitude and everything else comes along. Like, Marshall's not a big talker, but if you see how those guys play, man, they're doing a lot of talking by the way they play, you know, their physicality, you know. And
look at
that.
She's
trying to fix it.
I hear it.
There it is.
You got it. But, yeah, the way they play and their physicality, it eventually rub off on him. And right now, like he said, he's learning the game. He's just getting there, finding his spot, getting comfortable. But he's going to be a great one. And I'm so happy we got him.
I mean, I was talking smack against the Raiders, but that's only
against the Raiders.
They initiated it. You know? Ah. I'm not the initiator, but, you know, if you talk smack to me.
You're gonna.
That's great.
You're like, yeah, no, I'm in the game.
He's a quick learner.
That would be great if there was a coach to teach you how to talk smack to people.
There he is right there.
The coach was right beside him. Ryan. And Ryan be on him. You know, Ryan, a good leader. He stepped up to
be
a good leader in the locker room. And he stays on Jermaine and makes sure Jermaine is going to be right. And we just love it. It shows on film.
Well, Ladarius is here. Jermaine and Anthony is here. He's getting into some grub. Minnesota Vikings coming up. We'll talk about that game and a whole bunch more. Ladarius Webb Show Light right now. Iron Rooster, McHenry Rogue.
On 98 Rock.
Ladarius Webb. Man got his own show out here. Yeah, McHenry Rowe, Iron Rooster. Jermaine Illuminor, the rookie, the right guard. Boy, I tell you what, you go from playing college ball and then they thrust you in to the NFL. That's a heady task. I mean, you're going against daggone men. You're not going against guys a couple years out of high school. You're going after men that are supporting their family. So
grown men.
Grown-ass men.
I mean, I feel like once you get to the NFL, no one's like, you know, you got to, like, forget about the whole college thing. And, like, they say you're a rookie, but if you're playing, like, you ain't no rookie. You out there for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like you're going to use, a rookie as an excuse, and that's what I've learned, you know, because you're going to be held accountable just like everyone else is.
You hear it tossed around quite a bit. Like,
right.
Rookie, you know what I mean? But, like you're saying, you're on the team just like everybody else.
They say after halfway through the season, if you're a rookie, you're not a rookie anymore. Is that right, Ladarius?
No, that's not correct. You got to play 3 games of the next season.
Oh,
then you ain't no rookie.
Damn.
So your second year, first game, you're still a rookie. Nah, 3.
You know what I found out? I was reading somewhere that if you're a quarterback and you win the game, let's say you're Mitchell Trubisky, and you win the game, the losing quarterback has to walk over to you and shake your hand. I didn't know that. I thought Joe Flacco, being the older guy, the rookie had to come over and say hi to him.
I don't know about
you
that.
You don't know about that, that protocol?
I'm not a quarterback.
I know you're not, but you know what
goes
on. I
definitely didn't go to Amos yesterday and tell him anything.
Hey.
Straight in the locker room.
You had to feel good. No, you didn't. But for Fuller and Amos, these two guys from Baltimore that played high school ball here, to come back and ball out in their hometown,
Be truthfully, for real. Okay, I was mad Amos ran that ball back, but we have the same agent, and we, like, real close. So we hang out all the time. He's like my little youngster. He's the youngster, you know, and I hate that he got the interception, but
so
it tipped up, and it bounced in his hand, so it was God willing.
And he took it 90.
And I didn't know he was going to take it back 90, but he took it back 90. So congratulations to him. He came home and had an awesome game. Take your hats off to it, and bless up to the young man.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know the guy. That's funny.
I know the guy, man. And you see the interception, it bounced off somebody else, and he was just there. But you have to just know his story. You know, he was a fifth rounder. You know, he played all of last year. He was, like, starting this year. They took his spot for the first 2 games. He didn't start coming into the season. I don't know what the issue happened, but he eventually just got it back. And then for it to go like that, you have to say, okay. Well, you have to just see it. You know,
I always wondered how that worked when you really know someone on the other side.
Well, you said the ball bounced off somebody.
It was
Chris Moore.
It bounced off Chris Moore.
Yeah, and we're gonna talk about that a little bit when we come back, because Rashad is out with a concussion. Jeremy Maclin is out. So somebody's going to have to step up in the receiving core, and soon. Ladarius Webb Show, we got a ways to go. Iron Rooster, McHenry Road, 98 Rock. That's the Rooster at Iron Rooster, McHenry Road. Yeah, Anthony Levine Jr. is on the mic. Anthony Levine Sr., he's sitting on his lap. How you doing, bro? You all right? Doing good? Man, he's not afraid or anything.
Anthony, how old are you?
5.
What grade are you in? Are you in
kindergarten?
My son is just turned 6. He's in kindergarten.
They'd be buddies.
My son is bigger, but this one's quicker. I can tell.
Do you watch your dad play games?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. You're so
How
polite.
How about the manners, right?
I love it. He's good. He already drew me a nice picture. Thank you.
All right. Hey, how about giving that to Dad? Let's see what's going on with
You want to hear his breakdown
41.
Of the game?
Yeah. What's going on, Senior? That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's always good, man. I, you know, seeing my son.
Do you get to, like, does he get to hang with you at stuff like this or in the locker room?
Yeah, I bring him through sometimes just so he can see it, so he could. Hopefully, when he get older, man, he could, you know, he gonna remember this.
Mm-hmm. You know, Buck Allen said something like his son, True, he was so excited that Buck really stepped it up this year. I mean, because last year was touch and go. You could even ask him and he would tell you. But this year he's been one of the most valuable Ravens, if you ask me. And he said it was great that his son could see him play. So that's really, you know.
Nah, it is, man. It's I went pick him up from school one day and we're walking out and he had his Ravens hoodie on. And one of his classmates' mother asked him who his favorite Ravens player was. And he said, my daddy.
Darius Webb. So,
yeah. All right. Haloti Nada.
Yeah, I guess so.
So the teacher probably didn't know.
Nah, it was actually one of his classmates' mother.
Okay.
So she was like, your dad? She's like, you don't like Steve Smith? Joe Flacco? And he was like, nah, my dad.
That's right.
My
Are
daddy.
There a lot of players with their kids? Like, do you guys all get together? Like, do the families convene?
Oh, well, we get to bring our kids up to work every Saturday.
Oh, cool.
So we bring the kids in, and they go out and they have fun in the field house. So
yeah.
It's one
like
big
any
family.
Other job.
It's one big family.
Yeah.
We're a family.
You know, I give you guys credit. Some teams would be sniping at each other, and I brought up the receivers earlier. A couple of balls hit guys in the hands and were either dropped or turned into interceptions. Guys are hurt. Somebody's got to step up here going forward. Otherwise, teams are going to concentrate on the running game, shut that down, because, you know, the receivers aren't there. So are you confident that the receivers on the roster can step up and get things done?
You know what? I talked to my college coach. And my senior year, we lost the game when we lost 6-3. And I'm like, coach, man, like, what do you want us to do? Like, we held them to 6 points. And they only got 6 points off of turnovers, kicking field goals off of turnovers. And he said, well, the defense got to score.
Okay.
That was his response to me. His response to me was, defense got to score. And yesterday, Amos caught a pick, and he scored.
Yeah.
So we got in the game. Like, we had two special team touchdowns. Defense got to score. I mean, we can't sit up here and say, the offense got to do this, offense got to do that, or the defense got to do this, or the offense, you know. If one down, they got to pick it up.
That's one thing that is different about football is you can score on defense. Try that in baseball. You can't score. If you're in the field, there's no chance to score. But in football, you get the ball, you run it back.
Yeah. Like, we believe in each other. That's why we harp on special teams, defense. But, like, we really harp on that, you know.
What about that punt return? I mean, Cabanera jumped over a guy at the end.
Man.
Were you out there on that play?
Yeah. Thank you. I'm on every special teams.
Bar none.
Field goal.
Yeah. Except field goal.
But every other special teams, Anthony Levine's seen them.
Are you a gunner?
No, I'm the quarterback. I'm the Joe Flacco of the punt team.
Okay.
Yeah, and I walk around, do my thing, get everybody
you line. Count everybody all right, we got 11.
Yeah, I get out there, I take my time. Coach don't like it, though. Coach want me to get out there and hurry up, but that's more like my TV time.
Oh.
So I get to walk around the pocket.
Jerry Rosberg's like, speed it up.
Yeah, he do. But he be like, you know. I like coach, man. You know, I fly the quarterback back there, you know. So.
That's Levine, dude. Yeah. Did you teach him that, Webby?
I didn't teach him that, man. You guys know how to shine.
Hey, everybody around the league now trying to do that.
Oh.
Want their PPs walking around. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So I feel like
you're a trendsetter.
Yeah, you know, I started something.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, we're learning stuff every day here.
I have no idea.
Live at Iron Rooster, LaDarius Webb Show on 98 Rock, and we're back with more right after this.
98 Rock's coverage of Ravens Vikings.
Iron Rooster, 98 Rock, Marianne Sirk, what's going on with you, girl?
Yeah, you know, I'm eating the thing I said I wanted all day. The thing I said I wanted.
Yeah,
and
you
everybody
got it.
Else has, I see chicken and waffles getting wrapped up.
Illuminor got the chicken and waffles.
We've talked a lot about the Pop-Tarts.
Levine was all up into something.
Chicken and waffle.
What's your go-to, LaDarius?
Chicken and waffle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a Southern thing? I mean, that just seemed like it blossomed like 5 years ago where everybody's talking about chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came from this, I forgot the name of the
Roscoe's?
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, yeah. So when I came here, And I found a spot that had chicken and waffles, actually, Miss Shirley's.
Veen is showing you during the show a little something to look at.
Oh, yeah. Thanks,
okay.
Man.
All right.
See, that's my guy. You know, that's why he come look out for
right.
Me.
All right. The Minnesota Vikings are 4-2, first in the NFC North. I don't know if you saw the play where Anthony Barr bounced on Aaron Rodgers' shoulder yesterday. Did you see it?
No, I did not.
Come on, man. You don't even.
No, when you lose, you really don't like looking at a Sports Center or football.
Let me ask you, when you win, when you beat the Raiders, were you tuned in to see if they showed you?
Yep, watch everything.
Ah!
Just
I like
how it
that
is.
About you. You're
just
so honest.
The truth. Yeah.
Hey, are you dying your beard? There was more gray 3 weeks ago.
You think
ago.
So? I got it cut.
Okay.
It's growing back darker.
Yeah,
that's how more gray.
That's how
you're so mean. Why would you bring that up?
That's not a mean thing.
It doesn't matter. I'm like, 15 years younger than him.
Here comes Levine.
Yeah, you would think.
Levine's coming either to his defense or not to his defense.
I thought it was funny.
Well, yeah.
The beard thing?
Yeah, that's I A-R-E right there.
Right.
OG wisdom. That's what we call it.
Yeah, we call it old.
Wisdom.
Yeah, it's all good.
So you guys regrouped, went out to Oakland, and put the beat down on them. You can do the same thing in Minnesota, right?
Yes, we can. You know, we have the talent, like I said, you know, and just like we went out there in Oakland, and the wide receiver Mike Wallace went off, Joe Flacco went off, and everybody's on you saying, oh, you this, we see y'all a playoff team, you that. But then once you go and you have a down game, then you're the worst thing in the in the world. Y'all not even going to make the playoffs, you know. But the one thing we do in the locker room is we try to stay together throughout and try to ignore the noise, the outside noise. For me, I feel like it's only us. It's us in that locker room, the ones who's practicing, those coaches, the ones who's grinding every day. That's who really matters.
Right.
Just telling you the truth. I mean, as long as we're going to be on the same page and we believe that we're going to come back and do amazing things this season, and that's all that matters, as long as us in that locker room believe in one another. I mean, we believe in John Harbaugh. We believe in Ozzie Newsome and everybody upstairs that they're going to keep bringing in the best players. And we trust Dean Pease and the offensive coordinator. They're going to put our guys in the right spot. It might not look like everything is going the way that the fans want it to go right now. Yes, we are. If we win that game on Sunday, then it's a whole different game. We're the greatest. We had the greatest comeback. But now you're not even a playoff team. So it'll be week to week. But for us, we're going to stick together to the end. And we're going to go to the – our goal is to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Levine, anything you can add to that?
Nah, man, I think we're
going to
defer right there. What he said right there.
Yeah, you can't talk that right there.
That's amazing.
Appreciate the rookie number 71, Jermaine Illuminor, for coming out. 41, Anthony Levine Sr., and 42, Anthony Levine Jr. Darius Webb, and Captain Push-Up, Sergeant Push-Ups here. Sergeant My man, push-up. Appreciate everybody.
What's up, Sarge?
All right, hey, thanks a lot. Hey, give yourself a round of applause for coming out. And we'll see you here next Monday night.
Iron Rooster, as usual.
6:30 to 7:30. It's 98 Rock, Ladarius Webb Show.